move on from the Packers for a second here. Because Giannis Antetokounmpo is starting to scare Kyle Wallace. He's starting to put a little fear inside that gentle, fragile heart, as we've learned. Aaron Rodgers hurt him so bad that he hates him, and he's already fallen in love with love. But Giannis, on the Believe podcast, had this to say if the Bucks don't continue to put out rosters that can help win a championship.
As long as we play and we approach the game every single day the right way, and we all sacrifice for a common goal, I can see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career. But the moment I feel like people are not committed as I am to get that golden pin in the back, I am not. You know, I'm a Milwaukee Buck. But most importantly, I'm a winner. I want to win. And I have to do whatever it takes for me to win. And if there's a better situation for me to win the Larry O'Brien, I have to take that better situation.
Kyle, does this concern you at all, or do you feel as if like that's an okay thing for a world champion to say?
No, concern is at an all-time high.
Wow.
Because remember, he was posting on Instagram the same thing, or it might have been Twitter, but the same thing Aaron Rodgers was on, talking about loyalty, loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a couple years ago where he was talking about loyalty. And now he's talking like a man that's more mature and thinking about the fact that he's getting a little closer to 30 and that the career isn't going to last forever. Now he's talking about if the organization, if players around him aren't as committed to winning as he is, he's going to leave. We haven't heard Giannis talk about, if this does not happen, I am going to leave. He is basically letting us know that this future in Milwaukee may not last forever if the direction he sees the team going is not the one he believes he wants to be a part of. And that's very scary, not to hear somebody say, I want to be a part of the process. I want to be a part of getting better. So I'm a little nervous.
800-990-3776. Are you nervous about Giannis Antetokounmpo's comments surrounding the roster and everyone around him in the organization working towards the Larry O'Brien?
I think Bucks fans and the Bucks organization should be fretting right now.
So you're on high alert. You're on
I'm
more.
High alert. And, wow. And I'm gonna break down some facts and figures right here, boys, that I got written down.
He got it. He got the notes.
And by the end of it, I think guys,
you and your yellow legal notepad.
Yellow
you're
legal
like
pad.
My dad.
I might get out
30
like the,
years ago.
The green visor, you know, and the actual calculator. Here we go.
I do miss that calculator that made noise and printed.
You do like the exchanging. By the end of this, you guys are gonna be concerned too. Here's why. We could get into a, you guys seen Back to the Future? You guys seen Back to the
not.
Future?
I have.
Okay. So it's basically a you ever seen Back to the Future?
God, well, come on.
No, I'm stuck in like watching the same movies over and over.
But no, but as a kid, your older siblings didn't have you watch that great movie?
It's a great movie.
All right, just keep going.
We're UKBN movie night. Anyway, so I want to take you into the future. I'm sure you are. I want to take you into the future 2 years. Okay, we're going summer of 2025.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you who becomes free agents in summer of 2025 on this Bucks roster. That is one Giannis Antetokounmpo, age 31. That is Drew Holiday, age 35. Chris Middleton, age 34.
Will those be their ages?
Yes, this will be their ages. Okay. And Brooke Lopez, age 37. They are currently at the cap. Or over the cap now. They're at the cap next year. Yep. And in 2025, they open up their cap because all these guys can be free agents, right? They have no first-round draft picks until 2028, and they only have two second-round draft picks to 2028, okay? Giannis is looking ahead 2 years. I don't think there's any chance Giannis leaves before this. I think the Bucks championship window is 2 years. These guys are all going to be together, but they're all aging together. I think Giannis at age 31 looks at this roster. Even if you re-sign these guys, that's not going to be a championship roster. That's way too old. He's going to look at 31 and say, I got five really, really, really good years, and I got 2 to 3 elite years. And I also think his priorities are changing. Okay, he used to be the guy that says, I just want to work hard. I want to compete. I want to bring the Milwaukee championship, right? But now I think his priorities are changing. He's a top 20 player of all time. What do you need to be a top 10 player of all time?
More rings.
More rings. You probably need three, at least three, to be a top 10 player of all time. What's he going to do? Why would he stay in Milwaukee at age 31 if they can't put a roster around him that can let him get there? So I think that his progression of feelings have got him here. I put it at an 85% chance that 2 years from now, Giannis goes to free agency and leaves, and Bucks are in full rebuild mode. And might I say, the Bucks did everything they should have done. They've went all in on a superstar while they had him. So I don't think they should have changed anything they did. But I just think the championship window closes. It's too bad. They have no ability to bring any young stars around him because they don't have the draft. They can't bring anybody before 2025. They don't have the cap room for it. The 15% chance leaves the opening of a Miami Heat Dwayne Wade moment. If he can convince a couple other free agents to join Milwaukee and stay here, but if you can't get that, he gone.
800-990-3776. Brad Nortman believes, with all of his research, that there is an 85% chance Giannis leaves in 2025 due to the closing window of the championship. Now, why 85, though? I got to ask you that, because you seem so confident, but you're leaving 15%. What's the 15% that would keep him? Because that loyalty goes away because of everything you said.
Literally only if he can recruit superstars to come here in the summer of 2025. That's the only way.
Let me tell you, I love Milwaukee. This is the 414 hour, and I'm born and raised.
The 414 at 4.
414 at 4, and I love my city. But here's one thing. You said Dwayne Wade in what city?
Miami.
Welcome to Miami. They ain't making songs. Welcome to Milwaukee like they made Welcome to Miami. And so you are making me even more concerned about this.
This is not good for you.
Because it makes sense. It literally makes sense. What do you have? Your legacy. You want your legacy to have three rings. He's changing his tune. And as a Bucks fan, I am nervous. I am scared. But I will say this. Being a Packers fan is one thing. All I know is win, and all we do is win until it comes to a Super Bowl. So I understand what excellence looks like. Being a Brewers fan and being a Bucks fan, it's a little bit different. I'm spoiled in the frame when it comes to football. But when it comes to basketball, I am more grateful of what Giannis did. And so though in 2 years, if Giannis decides to leave, I will be very hurt, I will be downtrodden, and I'll be concerned about the future. But in that case, though, I will actually probably have a nice breakup with Giannis because of the fact he did bring this city a world championship. But I will be a little bit mad.
You have the same tune for Rodgers.
No, it's not. But I will be a little upset.
They have handled themselves a little bit differently. Yeah, I will say that. Yeah. I love my guy, Aaron. Yeah.
Once a lover.
But one has handled their things differently. And again, I think everyone's a different person. Everyone has a different personality.
Stop beating around the bush. He's a jerk. Say it. He's a jerk.
He's not a jerk.
He's a jerk.
He's growing every single day.
He puts his seat back in the airplane. That's what he does.
Well, Kyle does that, so Kyle's a jerk.
Let's be honest. He flies private. He don't know what we're talking about.
Rob Klossner on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, where we're streaming, just immediately says, damn it, Ben, watch Back to the Future ASAP. Is it like ASAP worthy? Is it like tonight, I got nothing going on other than Thursday Night Football if it's a blowout? Like, because that's been happening to me. We've reached the point where it's football season. Thursday night, I know what I'm doing. Friday night, I got, I'm not worried about what's on TV. There's maybe some college football, but I got plans with the girlfriend or friends. Saturday's college football, Sunday's football, Monday night football, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I don't know what to do. If the Brewers aren't on, is this a must-watch movie?
This is a must-watch movie, in my opinion. It's so good. It's so classic. There's so many, pop trends and things that it was huge in the movie industry then. It's entertaining. It's fun. You're messing with time loops here. It's a great movie. You got to watch it. It's all timer.
I can't believe you haven't watched it. Have you not been to Universal Studios before back in the day when you were a kid?
I've been to Disney a lot.
Oh, man. The ride is what was fun as well. That movie is a classic movie, and I'm shocked you've never seen it before.
Well, I will definitely make sure to get on it based off your recommendations, which also made me I never get to it, for the record. You guys got to learn that. I will say this, right? I think you bring up a lot of good points, right? I think the Bucks, there's no going back, and it's hard to say they've done something wrong, because what they did do is they did mortgage a lot to bring Drew Holiday in, and I'm a big Drew Holiday fan. I know he struggled last year in the playoffs. I know he's had moments where it's like, Drew, what are you doing? Drew helped win that 2021 World Championship based off solely his defense on Chris Paul and Devin Booker. So I love Drew Holiday, but what they mortgaged was first-round picks that you're talking about that they don't have moving forward. They re-signed Chris to his big contract because that's what they had to do. And obviously, Giannis is signed his long-term deal. So what they probably should have done, which is it's hard to say because once you win a championship, right, you want to run it back. They ran it back too much. And I know it's easy to look back, but I like even last year I was worried because, you know, it's like you keep running it back with aging guys. Those guys, from a value standpoint, everyone outside of Giannis was touchable. Everyone outside of Giannis should have been someone that you're looking to trade for young assets to continue to build around Giannis to keep showing him that you're going to be in the championship hunt. Because what happens if you try and do that right now with everything Giannis has said? It's too late. It's too late to try. It's exactly what, I don't want to get too NBA-ish, but what Dame Lillard wants with the Blazers. They signed Scoot Henderson was their draft. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if Scoot's going to be a top five player of all time in 5 years. You know what? Because he doesn't have 5 years. And that's where Giannis is right now with where this roster is constructed. They continue to run it back with the core guys. And unfortunately, the value of the core guys is not as high as it was when they won the championship, and it's only diminishing with age.
It will be interesting to see in a couple years if the Milwaukee Bucks get to a point and they have a conversation with Giannis and they say, look, Giannis, we ain't, with the guys that we have, we may not win this championship. We're going to take this step where we want you to still be here, but we're going to trade Chris Middleton while he still has a little value somewhere at the trade deadline, or we're going to trade Drew Holiday where he still has a little value, and we're going to put it on your shoulders to lead this team. But if you give us a little time, we promise you we're going to find some players. So we'll definitely see what happens, but I have faith in the Milwaukee Bucks and Adrian Griffin.
Didn't sound like that. Like Brad Nortman scares you.
I have faith.
Crapless.
Winning solves all. It does. And we brought in a brand new coach that, hey, you know, he's won a championship.
Winning solves all until 2025, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it comes to.
We'll see. I still believe in the Kendrick Lamar DNA. Loyalty's in his DNA. I think that's going to come back. He doesn't want to move his family from this city.
Yeah, you literally talked yourself into that in the last 2 minutes. Lewis on the north side. The north side always knows. Lewis, welcome into KBN.
Fellas, calm down, relax. This is what's going to happen. We're going to win the world championship in June. Okay? So, boom, he has another ring. All right? Then that what you just said, that conversation about getting rid of Drew and getting rid of Middleton, they're going to have that conversation with him after we win the championship. And they're going to say, look here, you know, we're going to ship these guys out. We're going to get this guy in. Is that okay with you? Once he gives the okay, then it's on him. Now, here's the family part. This man is having another baby. He's going to be married. Now his oldest should be starting school, 3-4 years old. So boom, now he's in school. Now he's making his friends. Now he's going to Halloween parties and sleepovers. It's one thing to just say, oh, I'm moving to L.A., I'm moving to New York. Giannis got to take the whole family, all the brothers, all the girlfriends, everybody. That man's going to stay here. He's just, you know, what do you want him to say? Oh, I'm going to be here forever?
Look, Lewis, I appreciate the perspective, but like,
it's a great one. It's a great take, Lewis.
History will say that, like, Giannis is not going to be here his entire career.
Oh.
It just doesn't happen.
He's Kobe. He is my Kobe.
Yeah, again, I think here's the thing. Here's the thing real quick, Lewis.
I like Lewis on the north side.
So if they do win a world championship, let me say two quick things. There will be 1 year left on both Middleton and Drew Holiday's contract. Drew Holiday has already made it very clear that after this contract, he's very close to retirement. The value that you would get back from Drew will be close to nothing if anyone even would want to take Drew Holiday from a trade. And the same goes for Chris Middleton. He's going to be in his upper 30s, 35. You're not going to get the value you need to bring the assets back to Milwaukee to keep Giannis happy.
Okay, hold on. So we're coming off a championship, correct? So
again, that's a huge hypothetical as it is.
No, Lewis, before you answer. We're not a huge hypothetical thinking the Bucks could win a championship. They've been the one seed. They've been the top.
They just got knocked out by an 8 seed. Lost in history.
That wasn't a regular 8 seed. Come on, keep preaching.
One of the best closes of all time.
This is an excuse Train City right now.
One of the best closes of all time.
If Giannis and Chris and Drew were that good, you wouldn't be talking about them as guys you want to get rid of, and you'd want to keep them into their old ages because they couldn't get it done in the first round. They lost in five games to the Heat.
You made your point. I'm a counter. I said we're going to win the championship. Let's say, okay, now we're coming off the championship in June. Let's say professional athletes, you think, okay, we want to ship Drew out, we want to ship Middleton out. You said we're going to get nothing in return, correct?
Correct.
So the Bucks management says, okay, so you think Middleton, Giannis, and them aren't going to want to run it back so they can repeat? Nothing's bigger than an athlete's ego. I don't care if they're 35 or 45. The ego remains big.
Lewis, I always appreciate your perspective. We got to keep it tight on the clock here, but I will say Father Time is undefeated. We saw that with Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about a lot of veterans in their mid-30s in the NBA as teams are ascending, like the Celtics, who are the favorites to win the NBA title next year. The Bucks have the fourth best odds to win the NBA championship. They had the first and second best the last 2 years. They haven't done anything with that since 2021.
It doesn't matter.
You are so easy to be swayed. No, Lewis calls in, and here you go. Now you're excited they're going to win, and Giannis is going to stay.
They can.
Yeah, they can. And it's another hope is not a strategy, folks. And I thought, Brad, you brought some good perspective, and Kyle went from worried to now convincing himself they're winning the championship next year. 800-990-3776. If you want to get in the conversation, earlier this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, morning 7 and 9 across these very stations, I saw Mark Chmura in a swimsuit back in, what, 1980-something? He looked handsome. We're going to tell you how he ended up in that swimsuit and how much we would need to be paid to be on the ESPN Wisconsin body issue. Yeah, baby, the body issue, the ESPN Wisconsin body issue, Kyle. Would you be in it?